There was a lady of high degree, and a family of three. She sent them away to a far country to learn their grammary. Thy worldly pride, not our good mother, is sending us o'er the sea. For thy brother the king is opposed to us. We are best in our own country. They had been gone a year to the day, till sweet death called them away, and took them to a watery grave to rest till the judgment day. Was on this night their mother dreamed of her sons, her babies three. Their cold, dead faces turned to her on a wild and storm-tossed sea. She saw a proud ship by standing by. From her babes it turned away. My brother the king has killed my sons. Then she awoke and knelt down to pray. God keep my three little babes, she prayed, safe from the raging deep. Oh, send me back my three little babes, that I may rest and sleep. Next morning, just at the break of day, as she watched the rocky shore, oh, who should she see but her three little babes coming down to their mother's door. The cold wind lifted their tangled hair as she drew them in at the door. The sea water dripped from their tattered clothes and fell on the marble floor. She took them in her loving arms, just as in days of yore you were wet and cold, my three little babes, but safe on your native shore. She brought them garments of finest cloth and shoes of velvet green. Put on their shoulders a silken robe with jewels laced between. She spread them a table both wide and long, and spread it with bread and wine. Come and eat, come and eat, my three little babes, for thus you do eat is mine. Take it away, take it away, said the oldest one, we want none of your wine. For yonder stands our Savior dear, and to him we must resign. Take it away, take it away, said the second son, we want neither bread nor wine. Our Savior dear is calling us, and with him we soon must dine. She spread them a bed both wide and long, and spread it with clean sheets, and under their heads put golden sands that they might rest and sleep. Put a marble stone at our heads, mother, and cold clay at our feet, for all the tears that have have been shed wouldn't wet our winding sheet. Oh, fare you well, said the oldest one, since we are called to part, I leave this wicked world behind, but let this not grieve your heart. Oh, fare you well, said the second son, we want none of your pearl, for ruined is this wicked world, ever since this fright begun. Oh, fare you well, said the youngest one, for the chickens will soon crow, and yonder stands our Savior dear, and to him we now must go.